20 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am the owner of 90s to Win It, the gym for people over 90 years old. Just to kind of get in shape and do the impossible. We do everything. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm 90 years old. I couldn't possibly do certain physical things like ride a bike or maybe do some gymnastics or MMA. We can make all of those things happen, and we do it in a way that's fun and safe for people. And yes, sometimes there are injuries, but usually those have nothing to do with the body slams or the very, high heights. Sometimes they fall from when they're doing the parallel bars or doing the horseback riding. But either way, they're having a great time when they're doing it. You should see their faces, Your Honor. So please do not take my home. Anyway, I'm sorry.
My Honor. My Honor. Case yes. Dismissed.
Thank you so much, My Honor. I am Sophia Alexandra.
Welcome to the program. Hello. I am the founder and inventor and CEO of Twerk into the 90s or 90s twerk. And that is where people over 90 come to learn twerking from me, a white person with no butt. And that makes them feel really comfortable, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not intimidating.
The only thing that is kind of a bad mistake is that people keep thinking that it's just for regular people to twerk to 90s music. Mm-hmm. And I admit that would have been a good idea. But that's not
more
what
customers.
This is.
Right.
Okay? That's not what this is. This is if you're 90 and you want to pop that pussy. Okay?
Wow.
And you don't want to feel intimidated by someone who can do it properly. Then you come to me. I'm Miles Gray.
Wow. And together we have some failed businesses and lawsuits that are pretty ballin'. But welcome to this show, which is called 420 Day Fiancé.
That's right. And it is a show where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, mm-hmm. and its various iterations. Currently, this episode, we are discussing the OG 90 Day Fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
And this is episode
Three. Boom. Yeah.
Season
Are you okay?
Eight.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bless this mess.
Yep. Love
Great.
That.
We did.
Love
it.
That welcome, Matt. Bless this mess. Or that kind of. I remember I knew someone who had that. Like, it was a cliche type thing to have back in the 80s and stuff, or seven. Who knows whenever the origin, but like back in the day, I remember seeing that.
People wow. have that shit in their kitchen still.
Well, bless this mess. And, you know, and I like the double entendre or entendre.
Yo, I'm hungry here. For some entenders, man.
Hey, yo, let me get some double entenders. What kind of sauce you want with that?
Obviously barbecue. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense. I shouldn't have even asked. Anyway, yeah, double entenders, barbecue. Yeah. Coming right up. It is a mess, but could have been a little bit messier. I mean, for 90 day, it was they're throwing the mess seeds, the Lionel mess seeds, if you will.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and then we will
mm-hmm.
see what we will reap, because right now we're just sowing. But the houses were also a mess.
But you know what? Like, they're giving us a little tasty taste. So there's a couple sprouts. We're able mm-hmm. to harvest some of the leaves like right on top. But we got to leave the bottom or the plant's going to die, you know,
Absolutely.
And we need more mess to beget more mess.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
There was some juice in this one.
Yeah, there's some juice, and we should squeeze this thing for all it's got. And
bless our Eastern European queens, you know?
Yes.
Thank
God.
As far as my people representing themselves on this program, mm-hmm. God, we're fucking hilarious. Also, huge bitches. I love everything about it. There's nothing I don't love about the representation on this show.
Yulia she's from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Yara and Natalie are Ukrainians.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So let's just get into it. Brandon and Yulia, Julia, Gulia, mm-hmm. Trulia, truly yours, truly Seltzer.
Yeah, she goes by Zillow now. She goes by Zillow.
Yeah, Zillow, exactly. Zillow Redfin. Shout out to you, girl. We love you. So this is the first day they're having their first day of sightseeing. She's in America. She's in the U.S. They're doing the trip that his mom has basically been masterminding the entire time, from flights to dinners to itineraries. Betty is her name, right? Yeah, she is firmly in the fucking driver's seat.
She's gonna catch hands. I can't. I cannot.
She's pushy. She's pushy.
When in the very beginning of the episode, the phrase, "you have 3.5 minutes, according to my mom," was uttered to Julia, I was like, I would have just packed it in right there.
Yeah,
I cannot. No, I'm done. Your mom cannot ever say an amount of time like 3.5 minutes to me again. That's fucked up. I don't even operate in units of time that small.
3.5. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Who? What is this?
Are we in the military? Is this a fucking Ramones song? Get the fuck out of here. This is the only time that that's an acceptable measurement of time. Punk rock songs.
There you go. So she's in control. She has to be in control. And that's the point. Julia's whole thing is like, when are we actually going to have any time to ourselves? Like, if we're not going to look at stuff ourselves, we're seeing it with your parents. We went to D.C. with your parents. Dinner, parents. Then we're going to go live at home. Uh-huh. With your fucking parents. Like, where
in
does it
separate when? Separate rooms.
Oh, God. And she's like, Julia's like, does she think this is some kind of birth control tactic? Like, because I'm not going to be in the same room, that somehow that's going to prevent sex? Because she's like, we will fuck. The
she
fucking
said,
will occur.
Of course we have sex another place. Mm-hmm. And it's like, duh. It's what me and you were saying last time. We were saying how you're just going to have more uncomfortable sex.
Exactly.
It's just not...
Exactly.
But it's still going to happen.
So, Betty, first of all, what's good with her perm? That's a perm, right?
No, I just think that's like you that 80s real... haircut, and she's got real curly hair.
She's got the real curly hair, but she's cut it right.
It's just so
I like
fucked.
If she's being
it's
like,
so
I got
to
go keep my perm up. To
she
keep
looks
this
like
Betty
a fucking
look.
Character actor. She looks like Joan Cusack playing that lady.
Yeah, or it like Sherry fucked. O'Terry. Sherry O'Terry would have played her on SNL. With her sort of like embroidered dog sweatshirt that she was wearing, and her, you know, like
she's a character in a Christopher Guest movie. Like,
you
she's
know how,
for sure just gonna pop up in Best in Show,
right?
Or something.
You know, some people will carry the purse, like the nice leather luxury bag purse. But Betty is such a mom; she's transitioned to just straight bag, graphic bag. You know, because it just has to it just functions as like a carry all for shit, and there's no swag because it doesn't matter. She's wearing the dog. She got the dog drip on with the hoodie. She's in the mama verse, and she can't be fucked with on a fashion level. But, you know, credit to that kind of tunnel vision. I fuck with the tunnel vision.
She's fucking meth powered. Being around her makes me so upset, and I'm not around her. I realize how that sounds. I'm at my house. But that woman ruins everything for me. Just her energy is so frenetic.
Yeah.
And, like, horrible.
It's like a teacher. You know how, like...
It's the opposite of a vibe.
Yeah, it's a
what's
static. It's static. It's not a vibration. No vibration at all. We're static. There's no movement. It's inert. She's inert. Okay, and you don't want that. You want something to vibe with. It's like you know how like when you'll be like a teenager, like not driving yet, or maybe driving, but like a teacher will be somewhere out in the real world where you were just like chilling, and you're like, oh fuck. Bro, the teacher is here from school. Yes, that motherfucker right there. He's saying, what's up? That's like what Betty's vibe is. Like, that's when I see her, I feel like I flashed back to seeing, you know, the geometry teacher at the food court on a Saturday. And you're like, oh, fuck. No, I don't want this. And
her entire, like, energy makes you feel like you're about to get busted. Right. You don't even know for what. But you're just like, oh, my God, I'm about to get busted by this bitch.
Right. Ugh. So they look, they go taking the sights. You know, they go to the fucking Washington Monument. Julia looks out the door and she's like, why people run but fat?
Yeah. She says some crazy shit.
Which is, you know, funny. DC is, I remember reading this as like the most active city in the US. Like a ton of people like jog and exercise and bike in that city.
I went to college in D.C., and I would not have ever thought that. Also, it's bizarre. It's like the people that fat shame and are fat phobic always say weird shit. Like, they don't like it when you are comfortable being fat, but then they don't like it if you do anything that makes it seem like you're trying to not be fat. And then it's like, oh, you can't be a fat person who exercises or runs, but you also can't be skinny and whatever. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's 22. Yep. Welcome to hell. If I live in one, you have to live in one too. And I'll just project mine on a version for you. That's this. So shout out to...
She can land in Cansylvania for that one.
I mean, I think this whole... Yeah, I'm Betty too. Right there with Betty. That's the funny thing. Y'all are now roommates.
And I was just going to say, and in Cansylvania, they share a room.
They share a room. That's who you... No. They share a bed. You're tied
to a toilet, and they're conjoined twins in fucking hell.
Well, just like most hellbound people, Julia loves a selfie stick. Fucking loves being taken the photo. I need to take this. I need the angles. Let's go here. I love myself. She's like, I love it. She truly embodies like the mentality, like that actually poisons social media users, which is that like really fucked up feedback loop of, look at me, I am having more fun than you, and this is my proof, and this is how I document it. Haha, I am here, you are there. I fuck with Instagram based on these she deals in real fucked up, like, you know, vapid currency with her selfie stick. And the way she was so excited, I was like,
she's not trying to take pictures to make memories. This bitch literally says on camera, I want people to be jealous.
Yeah.
That's why I take all the pictures and post them. And then she's like, she gets double canceled and like sent further down in Cansylvania when she's just like, I don't think about politics because I don't like it. This is boring. I don't understand nothing.
Yeah.
Ooh, time for burgers. Ooh, burger time.
Yo, really? When she said it was so
aggressive. Your country is at war right now.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? And you have nothing to say about politics? Nothing.
I don't know.
I don't know anything about Trump.
I just don't know politics.
As I look happy on Instagram, things good for me.
Or just a wildly problematic take. She just knows better. She's like, oh, no, you know, I'm not really interested. She's like, but seriously, I have a website you should check out. It's got some real facts on there. We can talk about it later. But not here. I don't know anything. I don't like history. I don't know much at all.
This bitch would have made an amazing Nazi.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't follow.
Or just a person around
what
then,
happens in the country, but if you want to take the Jews, I feel like go ahead.
Take the Jews, don't take my selfie stick.
Long hair, okay?
Yeah. As long as I have my selfie stick, do whatever the fuck you want, but don't fuck with my selfie stick and my ego proof taking machine. So, yeah, when she goes to for the burger run, she pivots to her favorite food burgers and takes off with his dad. He sits down with the mom. And he's like, all right, this is his shot to try and convince his mom.
You talk to your mom.
Okay, I will. I'm going to try, but
Brendan, you say to mom, I need to fuck you, okay, on my time, Brendan. You tell mom this.
Okay, I can't say that exactly, but I'll get the vibe of a question.
Brendan, yes? put the selfie stick up your mom's asshole, Brendan.
Okay. How?
Brendan, I don't care. I eat burgers now, okay, Brendan?
Okay, just leave the selfie stick in. Just here, I'll take it. Fine. Let's see. Mom, so he tries to explain. His mom, he doesn't realize he's not built to argue with. He's not an adult, basically. So he'll never win any kind of argument with his mother as long as he depends on her for all these things. So he still like tries, and it's so sad to watch because it makes you feel like when you're 15 and like your friend is like asking to sleep over and you're like, yo, I know they're not going to go for this one. I just know. And you're like, I don't know. And you just hear no flat out. You're like, fuck, that's exactly how these like little exchanges play out whenever he tries to beg to be like, is it okay if, you know, she stays in my room? Is that okay? Like, what are you trying to prevent, mom? What are you trying to stop?
I think if you come at your mom with that like submissive energy, this bitch can smell that. There's no way she's going to listen to you.
The dog drip sweatshirt. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you kidding me? Her perms or her curls are fucking a stronger helmet than his fucking personality. Because
wow.
He's literally just sitting in front of her being like, I don't know. It'd be nice if you could treat me like I'm 27. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
if you
I don't
felt
know.
Like it. You know,
you don't know?
I've actually
what don't you know?
Out.
What don't you know, Brandon? What don't you know?
Just now that I've said it out loud, it sounds pretty stupid for you to let me be my own person. So
your own what?
I just...
Well, you're a boy, Brandon. You're going to play your little video games and your Pokemon.
Yeah,
and you're
okay.
Gonna do
you're
whatever
right.
You do the hokey Pokemon all
you're
day
right.
In your room. I know.
You're right. I'm going to leave my manhood on your pillow. Okay.
That's fine. And you know what? I will stop washing your Shannon Elizabeth pillowcases. How about
Wait,
that?
What? Wait, no. Yep. I still want you to do my laundry, Mom.
No. You know what? Eye for an eye, motherfucker.
No.
That's that.
Uh-oh.
The whole thing with his mom, too, she's like, I just don't, when you guys are in the room, I just don't want to, you know, I don't want to hear anything. If you guys are there, it doesn't matter. Even if you aren't, like, I just don't want to hear anything. And again, they have the right to come
to have
in silence.
Silent
Why?
Sex into a pillow like Jesus Lord intended.
Yes.
When you are in circumstances when people are around.
Yeah. You can come in silence. That is fucked
That's
up.
That's what we do. You have Even to though, sometimes come quietly. Look, no one likes it.
That's why Betty's canceled, obviously.
Duh.
And then I even feel bad that I'm trying to take up for Julia's right to come in silence. But that's what I do as someone who stands on the right side of history.
Exactly. I'm with you.
Across
and
the board.
Can we please not forget that the mom says this? Even if you're married, I'm uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So there's literally nothing he can do.
No,
the
there,
fact
there isn't.
That he's not fucking her is the reason he cannot have relationships with other women. If he's mm-hmm. not fucking his own mom, she does not want to hear about
oh,
it.
God.
That's all she fucking wants. It's just obvious.
That's so fucking
just can
on.
You imagine your fucking parents saying that to you about Her Majesty?
Well, when they did, I'm like, I don't care. Then I'll pay for my own Airbnb. And they're like, with what money? And I'm like, well, there's one. So you can just park your car and use the overhang and the outlet and the Wi-Fi. And it's basically free. And they let me fuck there. So, it's all very complex. It's really heartbreaking. I don't want to, it's really upsetting. And also when, did you notice when they're like, did you see the White House over there? That's where our president lives. Now, I don't know if they meant that, like, you know, in the
Oh,
in
I
the
think you know chart. How it meant.
I don't know. Betty, to me, seems pretty
strong
open-minded.
Trump energy.
Oh, really? Huh. I don't know. She seems proper. Like anything, that stuff would really, his controversies would really gross her out. You know, that's what I think.
Yeah, but I also feel like black people probably also gross her out.
Who knows? She's like, I'm doing my hair after I wanted it to be like an afro, but I had to do it like this because then it would, you know, it was a little bit of a controversial thing in the early 90s. I was really into Pam Grier back then.
If you think she's never worn blackface, you're insane.
Betty, who knows? Anyway,
find that photo for me, internet. K1s, I need it.
The other thing is when they're again when the denial is passed down to have sex wherever they please, she's also like pivots to just being so excited. She's like, okay, so we'll go to this war memorial. We'll go look at this war memorial. We'll look at this war memorial, and then we'll go have dinner. And then Brandon's
it's actually
like,
surprise inside a war memorial.
Oh wow, okay, is that possible? No, we're going to get Subway and we're going to eat it at the feet of Robert E. Lee. Like good Americans. like proud Americans. And then Brandon's like, so here's the deal, Mom. We're going to kind of like, we got our own plans going. Like, we don't want to really do that. We kind of want our own time.
And she's like, just be alone. Oh. We just want to kind of eat spaghetti out of Lincoln's lap.
You what know, about the mom's Memorial, spaghetti?
Just the two of us.
What about mom's spaghetti out of Stonewall Jackson's horse's feet?
No, he's riding a horse. I'm sorry. Okay. That's just for you and Dad. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Let me have this. Okay. Let me have this spaghetti with me and Honest Abe and my woman.
Okay. What about a baked bologna sandwich? Just near the steps of where General Bragg is buried. He was also a fine general in the Civil War.
Nah, we don't want to do that with you, Ma.
All right, fine.
But I will come into your room late at night.
I guess we'll just yell curse words at interracial couples out of our car window by ourselves again tonight. Betty! You fucking, come on, Betty.
Don't tell him. It was supposed to be a surprise.
So they go to a bar. I guess their nice idea of a dinner out is it. I do like that they found a nice place to go have a vibey drink dinner at. Because, I don't know, dude, Betty's energy is so intense. Like, I just felt like, I even felt relaxed that they were at a place that just felt like not an
without Betty, yeah.
Yeah, or a Confederate War Memorial. And it just was felt a little more warm and inviting for me. And, you know, when they get there, he's just sort of like, look, talk to my mom. And she's, it ain't happening. As much as I tried. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? I tried. I asked again sheepishly. There's nothing else I can do, I think.
I sort of mumbled about it to her. You know, in a way that made it pretty clear that I wasn't really going to stand by what I was saying. So I feel like I've done everything I could, really.
Unless you can explain. And she's like, no, you need to explain. And then explain again. And then keep explaining because this is not happening. Because it's either that or we fucking leave. That's
the deal. I don't understand how him have no money.
Well, that's the thing is I was paying for, you know, different vacations. I bought you gifts. I also was spending about at a rate 70 times faster than what my income was.
Okay, so but how will you not think about future?
The future was more just like, what's my future sex wise? That's really how I was thinking, basically. That was just kind of the whole.
Okay, I was not listening because I am number one in your life. Okay.
I know. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I am first in your life.
Yes,
okay.
You are. And my mom too. My mom's number one. Also.
No, your mom, if there's fire and you have to save someone, your mom dies. Okay. It's clear. Also, well, if there's no fire, she still dies. Okay.
I don't know about that.
That is in the marriage contract. Okay.
All right. Okay. Fine. We'll talk about it. We can talk about it, but. My mom won't let us fucking silence. My mom won't let us fucking silence. That's the bottom line. My mom won't let us fucking silence. We can't fucking silence. Okay? That's all. That's all I can say.
Brandon, no.
Okay. We'll talk about it. So, the thing that she also realizes very quickly is that they are like at a crossroads relationship-wise of like, it's either they're going to have, she's like, if we stay at home with your mom there, we're fighting. We leave. And we have money problems, we're fighting. Either way, we're fucking fighting. So what's it gonna be? Cause I can't pretend. What are you gonna do? They're fucked. We're seeing what the good issues are gonna be throughout this season for them. They can't repair this.
Mainly,
unless she has a change of heart.
The issue is that he's not rich and the end.
That's just so funny when like people are also just fucking off the strength of American media, like that they think all you have to do is be American and spend some money that you could get some momentum going in your mind of like, oh, this person's like really rich, like, and this is never going to stop, versus also thinking like this guy might just be doing everything to impress me. And what's really happening? Does this person live with their parents? Just the perception of America is wow.
Really good PR.
Really good PR. The fact is, I'm 27 and we can't even fucking silence at my mom's house. Uh-oh.
Welcome to America.
All right.
Where you can't even come quietly.
Aw.
Also, surprise, my mom will always be with us.
And make you get birth control. Sorry, she might inject you while you're sleeping. That's
fucked up. She grounded up in your food. La, la, la.
All right, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. It's time to take a trip down to the bayou. Okay, we're going down to Busquio to see my boy Jovi and Yara.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on there? They're going to the bayou. I like how they start off with her trying to dress and she's like, okay, so we're going to meet your mom. Okay, so I'm thinking this outfit with like the little pattern and like this little jump.
She picked up a fucking blazer and then he made it seem like she was crazy.
He was like, we're going to the bayou. Are you serious?
Okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong with a blazer? She's going to throw it on over a regular shirt. What's your fucking problem? It's like a jacket. And then he's like, no, you wear a t-shirt and jeans and a jacket. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's the same thing.
What is he? Okay. Then I'm like, oh, okay, I got it. He's trying to hide the fact that she is high maintenance. He doesn't want his mom to be like, uh-oh.
Oh, so she came shit, in, you're right.
She came in walking in like Devil Wears Prada when, you know, down there, it's Cajun country. They're not on some like, what designer are you wearing? It's like, hey, how are you? Are you comfortable? Do you need something? Hi, here's food and beer.
Yeah, okay,
and fan
but
boat.
If he was really trying to hide her giant ass Louis Vuitton bags were pretty much a big giveaway.
Yeah,
if you see a girl whip out those bags,
yeah,
honey, she is not low maintenance.
Well, first, yeah, exactly. Whew, exactly. It's not unless it's like a joke and it's a costume, in which case then you're not talking to a person. You're talking to someone who's in character. I'm in character. These are joke bags.
I'm sorry. You're one. Your one other situation is if you're in character. That's the only way you carry
Louis
Vuitton.
I pictured going to somebody go, oh, look at you, high maintenance person, go, oh, this is like a bit I'm doing. And you're like, oh, okay.
And then it turns out
you're
Kristen
Wiig. Like, what am
Wiig?
I talking about? That's somebody on the street. And they're like, it's a bit? What is this? I'm talking about someone that's in character, and now I had to stop. I had to stop that train. So,
Jovi, you tell me nothing about Bayou.
Well,
Jovi, you say alligator. That's it, Jovi. What else happening? In Jovi, Jovi's from the swamp.
Oh, Jovi, and his mom looks like really having having people over, very normal. She breaks it down how in Cajun country, it's like, hey, man, you know, you come over, you just stay asleep. That's the deal, baby. You're tired, you stay asleep. Why not? Just live up the road. What you gonna do? You didn't leave your stove on. That's what we do. We lay our heads, you sleep where you are. And I like just sort of like that environment that at least is being presented to us that she's coming into.
It was cozy.
Yeah, no, very much. And she, When they get to his mom's house, then he drops this bomb about how he like might take off a couple days early suddenly now of like how they're truncated.
Well, he gets
days.
A text or an email or whatever while he's there. And that's
what it was? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Got you. And so he's already missing 30 some days already because he has to go work a month. And
yeah,
that's. And on either side of that, they're doing a possible wedding.
And he's not even trying to become a witch like Tanya. I have no respect for this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's got to get that paper, man. You know, because Yara, she
okay,
needs
whatever.
Her studded
leather
jacket.
I understand a mystical calling. to witchery. Wow. Okay. But I do not understand whatever the fuck it is he's
going
to do.
Okay. Have you heard of a embellished leather jacket budget?
No.
Okay. Exactly. And that's the difference between us.
Who am I? Not... Ed Hardy? Why? Why do I need to know about
I'm a
that?
Yara, queen of the biker jackets.
Jovi, now that dinner is over, Jovi, can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
Jovi, I have been lying.
What?
Jovi, listen. Your mom's food that tastes like dog shit.
Okay, Jovi. Come on.
Jovi, in my country, Jovi.
Chime fricasse, come on. Don't
Jovi,
talk
in
about
my country,
that.
Dog would not shit this.
Oh,
no.
Fucking,
it's
that's
gross.
My mom, Yara. Don't
sorry, the bayou. The bayou is a disgusting shitstorm, and I will never come back here. Jovi, food not much tasty, Jovi.
How could she say that? How could she say that? That I mean,
Jovi, I say it privately, Jovi.
I mean, he was thankful for that. He was like, at least she talks shit about my mother, my fucking mother's cooking
so
in private. Bruh. I would be so pissed off if this motherfucker said
you would never say
all,
that
we
about
would never,
my mom because my mom's
first of all,
cooking
we would never,
is amazing. Not, so.
We would never be with people that would deign to say something so ridiculous or rude. You're a guest, and then you're gonna say some shit like that. Here's the deal: unless Yara is secretly, you know, was studying with Emeril Lagasse and a bunch of other people and worked at the commander's palace.
Who are
and
you,
those...
fucking Jada De Laurentiis? What
yeah,
the
exactly.
fuck are you like, judging the bayou for?
I can't, and also, like, Cajun food is not, like, that's not the place, you know, I'm not trying to hate, but I would think if you were going to, like, Nebraska or Iowa, you'd be like, oh, the local food here might not be flavorful versus, like, Cajun food, which is a very distinct, I love food, and I didn't like that she said that because I also just thought of my own mom's cooking and I was projecting. And
yeah, I was so mad. I'm like, if someone said some shit like that about my mom's borscht, I would punch them in the fucking face.
What would you say if someone said that seriously? Like, how would you deal with it reasonably? Like, obviously, you wouldn't just punch someone in the face, but if someone said...
Okay, are they a friend?
They are someone you're bringing home, like, in a situation like this.
Okay, so I'm with them.
You're with them, and you like them, but your relationship's already kind of, you know these kinds of relationships where, like, half the time you're like, why the fuck am I with them? But the sex is good, and, like, I'm not
maybe,
as lonely.
Maybe if they said that shit, the first thing I would do, I would say, careful. I'd be careful with what you're about to
I'm
say
sorry.
Right now.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is I think the food was just not good. It tasted bad. Seriously.
I'm sorry.
It had no flavor.
Did you not hear me about the being careful part?
What would I be careful about?
Not getting fucking left right now? Get the fuck out of my car.
Well, I just think...
I said get the fuck out of my car.
Okay, well, can you at least drop me off near the...
No. Walk your ass home.
Just because I said the food tasted like shit? Just because I said your mom's food sucks shit? That's so fucked up. I can't believe
you. My mother
you.
Is a fucking angel on earth. How
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Dare
it
you.
Hurt to even say something like that, even as a joke. Like, I couldn't even believe. It was even hard even to play a character and say, your mom's food sucks shit. I would
it was
have to
hard
hate
for me
someone.
To,
That's
to
a
be
death blow.
Creative with something to say back because I just like wanted to just narrow my eyes and like
yeah, and just start pounding me.
Yeah,
just be like, motherfucker. Okay, so
yeah, she's a real bitch, and also
and we're very healthy. Also,
does
we're
she not? Yeah, we're very violent people.
Did you see that? You talked about my mom's food, and I'm getting violent with you because I've worked through everything I need to.
Same. Yeah, I'm a perfect person. I'm just a perfect person.
What else?
Just want to say real quick, Do these people not know how a television show works? She's like, I privately say your mom food is disgusting. She will never know, Jovi.
She knows. She knows. She does.
Also, Jovi, why is your mom so pushy?
Oh, well, look, she just wants to have a wedding. She loves me. That was an interesting
Jovi.
Thing.
Jovi, if my family cannot be at wedding, no one can be happy. Jovi,
right.
not No one can be happy. Not okay. Your family. If my family cannot be happy, Jovi.
All right. Fine.
I will turn this into the Red Wedding if you make us marry.
Oh, God. Okay.
Jovi.
No problem then. Then we don't. Which is a weird thing. Why wouldn't they? Why just not have two weddings? I get the thing of you want
your family
there.
I was so mad
there.
That no one said that. I was like, how about two mini ceremonies? One for your family and one for the other family.
Like, fine.
We or just like, solved that shit in 3 seconds, my honor.
I know. She's, you know what, Yara, you're, look, yada da main. You might have to, you might have to get to stepping pretty soon. Because they should just do little parties. And I'm sorry that his mother wants to be nice and do something nice for y'all. And she may fricasse and you are talking shit about it. Also, I want to say this. Jovi or his mom or whatever, that beer cozy thing that he had on his beer wasn't like next level beer chilling technology. And I'm very curious about that because that says something. That says, oh, you really fuck with beer when you have like the next level gadgetry involved for what I thought was just drinking a beer. Much in the same way you might look at things I have for smoking weed and go, oh, you really fuck with me. Yes, I really fuck with the weed. So I have different toys and shit because I like that enhances my enjoyment of it. So I'm interested to know what that thing was because it looked more than just like, you know, the neoprene sleeve that I'm used to.
Some special powers.
It had like some whole other shit. And to a point where I'm like, does it really need to be that cold? Because usually if you're drinking beer, like, you get through a bottle real quick. Anyway, whatever. So please don't talk
holler
about Gwen's food. She's really nice.
You know more about.
And
yeah,
also,
what the fuck?
Holler at us if we don't know. If Gwen's food is trash and you know because you've had it, let us know. Maybe it is bland as fuck. I don't know. And if it is, yo, Yara, then maybe I owe you. No, I don't owe you shit. Okay, let's move on.
No, she sucks. But also let us know if that food sucks. Meow.
Meow. So we got a new couple in the building.
Oh, my God. Okay. I think you know who my goddess for the season is going to be.
Andrew's
Amira.
Mom. Oh.
Amira who? Is so fine.
You
half
love
Egyptian,
Amira.
Half Egyptian, half French.
You're loving her.
I think she's fine.
So why not? Andrew is 32 from Roseville, California. Amira is 28, and she's from Saumur, France, where they make the wine and the champagne. But there's nothing else to do here but do that, so I want to leave America.
And you do not feel at home.
No, and I get it. You know what I mean? This motherfucker, they start off his whole sequence on some interesting shit. Like, he putting on this shitty Game of Thrones costume, and I'm like, oh, this motherfucker's on some cosplay bullshit. And then he comes out, turns out he was reading a book to children because he runs a daycare with his mother. And because he works most of the time at this daycare center, he doesn't really have a social life, so he has to go be online, and that's how he met Amira, who's in France.
It's adorable that he takes care of kids for a living. She is hot. Her dad's cute. That ring is huge.
That ring is ridiculous.
That was, I was like, is this a prop? What is happening?
Yeah, what the, I mean, I guess he has money because the other thing is she talks about how he spends a lot of money on her and that's why he feels like entitled to be so pushy and boss her around and shit like that and be so demanding. I'm curious what that like outlay is cash wise, what he's spending, you know, because on the surface he looks like a nice guy. But we find out more and more, like, he's way more impatient.
What's kind of fucked up about this whole storyline is we see him just, like, being adorable with children and literally wearing different hats and outfits to amuse them and say shit like, oh, you know, I will rearrange the stars for Amira. Mm-hmm. And then we hear her being like, yeah, he said basically that if I don't come during Corona and move, that he's going to resent me forever. I was like, wait, what? That seems like a dark streak that comes out of nowhere because we never see him acting like that.
That's the thing. And
but that is what those fucking guys are like. And it made me feel like they're trying to give us that experience. Right? Of like, oh, yeah, on the surface, he seems really great.
Andrew,
and he love bombed you. But now.
You're canceled, bro. If any, and look, I might be I might be overstepping here because I might not know the whole picture. And I could be, and I hate to do this, but this is a style of grimy dude, which yes. is on the surface very kind. And then, like she says, he won't stop asking until I say yes. That's another form of not understanding any kind of consent or what a person wants, is just to not accept no for an answer. So he's like, no, okay, fine, in that sense, but I will keep asking and wear you down and shit like that. And I'm like, ooh, he's got a weird method of interacting with her. If between that kind of shit, which is like brute force over and over and over and over and over, keep asking, and give you money and then hold that shit over your head and then make you get on an airplane in a pandemic because you are so horny, is like a lot of weird red flags. But also, I get that there's also a time limit based on this visa expiring. So I don't know what that, I mean, that's a decision they have to make, but the way that it's being presented seems very like forceful on his end.
If what she said is true and he said the resent me forever thing, then yeah. like it's not real love. It's some fucked up, controlling, like really not healthy relationship. But again, we haven't seen any of it. So it's just confusing. They don't have any conversations at least, where we see.
At least him and his mother keep the toys clean at their daycare center.
Well, thank God for that.
Or at least in that scene, which operated as a great advertisement. Be like, we hand clean the toys as an activity that the producers asked us to do dealing with our business. So the other thing is, I don't know. Oh God, he's just so fucking horny. It's weird. He meets up with his sister, Connie, to tell her like, yo, just so you know, I'm going to miss your baby shower because I'm making Amira meet me in Mexico City. So we can get together and vibe out. And I'm sorry, I'm missing your baby shower. I'm sorry to that baby. But here's a blue beret in the interim until I come back. And, you know, she also breaks it down that she doesn't really believe in them. She, I think, rightfully pinpoints it by says, I think Amira is a little superficial. And I'm not sure what exactly the two of them have in common. And I only say that that might be spot on because Amira says like her main hobbies are makeup and reading makeup news.
I know. I think that putting it like makeup news is really funny.
Which I get it. Like it's a hobby, not to shade anybody who's interested in that. But I understand if she's definitely is very much into her appearance, outward appearance and things like that.
I don't
like
think
that.
There's anything wrong with being into makeup. I just think it's a funny turn of phrase to say that you keep up with makeup news.
Oh, and then she's like, that's my thing. And I'm like, all right, I get it. You know what
she
I mean?
Looks great and whatever.
I look at weird gadgets. But yes, but his sister Connie nonetheless is sort of like, that's different from our brother, who is basically that dude who used to wear like the silkscreen like anime button up shirts that they would sell at the mall. Like, that's kind of my brother's vibe. You're more like makeup news and like, you know, putting together your little outfits. I don't know if you've seen my brother. He likes to just wear a big ass black dress shirt with a couple buttons down, okay? That's more his swag, and it doesn't feel like it's very congruent at the moment.
And basically, the sister is like a recurring character in the 90 Day Fiancé universe.
Yeah.
It's always the sister that sits down with her brother and is like, you're a fucking idiot. What the fuck are you doing? You know, Tom's right. sister in England was like, Darcy's mm-hmm. insane. What the fuck is your problem? You know, and there's always that sensible sister. There's that one that I had a crush on. I forget who, but you know what I'm talking about. Then Kalani's sister is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
There's just Kalani. That like, yeah, Kalani. There's that always, standard yeah. of sister of like, I'm here to prevent you from making a huge fucking mistake. And then, of course, the person still makes the mistake. And then the sister is there being like, I will fucking kick this person out of your life. Don't worry.
Everyone has to
forget.
Walk their own path. That's the mm-hmm. lesson there. Everyone's got to walk their own path. As much Learn as we that think lesson. We can guide them, we all everyone has to walk their own path. And that's truly the only way. That's the only way you can free yourself sometimes of that guilt, is to know truly that everyone must walk their own path. And that's a wisdom moment with Miles. The other thing.
I'm sorry, that's a wisdom bonus for Miles.
That's what we call. Yep, a Wisbo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Wisbo. 50K from the algo. Mm-hmm.
50K from for the Wisbo. I just want to say there is a moment too where they show Amira preparing to leave, and sacre bleu, she is bedpacking. I cannot believe this, what I'm seeing here. She's packing all these clothing on her bed. No girl
can fit all of these, all of her things into one bag.
Jamais. No, never. Bedpacking. I hate bedpacking. It is disgusting.
It's gross.
Wow. We should be French people. I think we're from France.
France.
There we go. That's how you do it. I like that accent. So, yeah, I just want to say, come on. Amira, you know, we just so you know, that's minus 300,000.
It's harder to be in love with you knowing this about you. Also, she is one of those romantics that say, like, really dumb shit that you're like, oh, God. Such as, I just want a perfect life.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Red flag.
I want a perfect life. I don't want anything to ever be wrong. Why? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with wanting nothing to ever be wrong ever and never have
red
anything
flag
wrong happen?
To the tune of
nothing to overcome.
Ricola. Red flag lag.
I mean, yeah. I wonder if she has, like, if she would hang up, like, live, laugh, love art.
I am romantic.
She's French. I think she has too much taste to do something like that. I will only speak in empty platitudes.
Oui, oui.
Oui. So she meets up with her dad, Hamdi, and
her
wants
dad's
to really...
really cute.
Dude, her dad is such an old, slick, like, French dude, like, looking like
he just reminds me like of my grandpa, of those dudes that, like, you know, they're gonna like hustle their way out of anything.
Yeah,
that's like the vibe.
Right, exactly. Like he was like, he's like, you know, he stole like $700,000 worth of gold from the French National Bank. He just walked out with it. He did, yeah. Like, and I would be like, oh shit, okay, that's wild. He looks like that. Like he's so steely and like. Whatever, I don't care. Come on, what are you doing?
Amira. All I care about is the perfect salmon and the perfect murder.
I hate this guy. Honestly, Amira, he's a bullshit. He's mailed. He, you know, he rightfully is asking questions to his daughter about how this man is behaving. And this is where you learn all this shit. He will resent me. He won't let me say no. He won't do this. He pays for things, and he thinks because he pays for things that he can treat me like a servant. And he's like, oh, this is not love. This is horse shit, madame.
Fucking parent says it's not love to you about your partner. Oof. That's going to be hard to get out of or erase.
I remember my mom said that, but it was after the fact. And she let me walk my path. I respect her for that. She's like, oh, well, that wasn't love. And I was like, whoa. But it was like, no. Think about what you're saying right now. What you're saying isn't that. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I didn't get it for 3 years. But hey, you know what? Wisdom. A shout out to moms. Shout out to, you know, that's just a general mom wisdom bonus. You know what I mean? That's 5 milli. To mom wisdom. Yeah, I don't know. Shout out to the dad. He's ready, but it seems like the trailer for the next episode, something goes wrong, very much so, in the pursuit of a meetup in Mexico.
I also feel like another red flag was the way that he talked about the Mexico thing, because he was like, it's a loophole. It's like, yeah. I don't really think you should be thinking of quarantine as something to have a loophole through. You know, yeah. It just, well, to me, wasn't said in a way that was, like, at all cognizant of the fucking danger.
He's a trash daddy. He wants his fucking basura cock to fucking go to fucking Ciudad de Mexico. And he wants to bang uglies with his lady friend and force her to travel internationally in a pandemic. Because that's all he wants. He's so... Yeah, and the loophole thing, again, this is somebody who's not thinking about anything aside from what his own needs are. Whatever.
Hope it works out for them.
I love it.
I just hope it works out for them.
All right, let's move on to.
I really don't. I don't hope it works out for them.
Seems I don't think like it is. Really it seems idea. Like maybe she gets cold feet or something, and she's like, you know, honestly, I don't think I'm gonna go right now, or I don't know, or maybe things happen, or their flight's delayed. I don't know. They. Don't
I got a Sephora credit card, and now I do not need you.
I don't need it. I have a subscription to this makeup box. It's delivered every month.
Au revoir. Sorry.
And you can get Fenty.
The accent really got away from me.
Yeah, well, whatever. That's a trash accent penalty for both of us. let's move on to...
Tarzell.
Move on to Tarzell, y'all. I mean, he's outfit shopping with his girl, Angela, who came up in a whole ass outfit.
I love okay? Angela.
Angela was like, yo, oh, you need to go shopping for a suit? Let me pull up, honey. The dress, her skirt was some kind of like Versace silk graphic print type thing, multicolored. And then she had the, I don't know how to describe the top, but it had them like big ass hoops and shit jetting off of it. It was, it was fascinating. You know, that's how I would describe the top. It was fascinating. A fascinating top. She doesn't come to play. Even though her dress, Angela, and this is the part where you slightly played yourself, honey. The dress was so big, the camera couldn't even capture your face at certain angles because the embellishments on this dress were so big. Like, her profile was completely obscured by the camera that, like, it looked like sometimes Tyra was just talking to, like, this weird amorphous dress head.
It was a Lady Gaga moment, okay? And she owned it.
Oh, exactly. That's what, yes. Gaga, Gaga.
Mm-hmm. I was gaga over her whole vibe.
No shade. I mean, it was a moment. It was a moment, and she came to stunt. And you know what? The stunt, good for you.
She also, while stunting, dropped some fucking truths like powder blue suit. That's some 70s corny ass corndog O'Brien bullshit.
Yep. And yeah. But he's like, but that's Hazel's favorite color, though.
She's like, but do you want to look herbaceous when you pick her up? Question mark.
Yes.
Truly, I'm disappointed. I am bringing 20 out of 10, honestly, with the outfit game. And what the fuck are you doing right now?
I mean, I got a sleeveless, you know, American flag tee on with the cap. That's, you know, just sort of resting on my head, not too all the way on top, backwards.
You knew shorts. The cameras were going to be here.
Yes, I did. But
what?
I had my Tarzell chain on.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I guess I respect that.
Thank you. You will respect the game and you will respect the powder blue drip. So, yes. He gets his powder blue suit, or like not totally powder blue, like a light blue. So luckily,
it got a little better than what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. So, but not too much.
And she tries to get him into a different blue, and then he's like, no, but that's not Hazel's favorite blue, so I can't do it.
All right, sir. Fine. We'll get a different kind
whatever,
of blue.
Dude.
Then, you know, we also find out his brother Dean, who I feel like was popping up in all the like couch episodes. That, like, he hates her and it wants nothing to do with them at all. And it's just like, nah, this is trash. I don't support this. I'm not into it. Keep me out of it. Unless I can be on camera. Then I will be here. Other than that, I don't support it. You know what I'm talking about. And so she finally gets there. And on the way to pick her up, he's like, yo, I don't know what to do because I was talking to Minty. And, you know, Hazel told me to never talk to Minty, and I really messed up, and I don't know what to do, you know, because I'm keeping secrets from my girl. She don't know that I've been hitting up Minty. And then I got a look in her eye. She don't know that I'm about to make her cry. She be like, why are you texting Minty? I said, why I'm shifty. I just want to check on her to see if she was all good because of COVID. I think is what he's going to try and say.
Those are some fire rhymes. Are they going to be on Tariq's next album?
Yeah, the Tariq's new album, Drake Type Beat. His new album is going to be sick. Again, Vitals coming through with another Drake Type Beat for that flow. Mm.
That's merch.
What?
Just shirts that say Drake Type Beat.
Just a vibe. Oh yeah. Oh cool. It's not even specific, but I get what you're saying, and that's what you're representing. Drake Type Beat coming to a fashion stand near you. So, you know, I don't know how long he'll be able to keep that secret though, because that seemed to be an absolute, like, real huge point of contention for the relationship, because she was not fucking with Minty. Hazel wants to pick her new girlfriend, okay, and it's not going to be Little Miss Minty. So, when he picks her up, they seem happy. You know, they're like they seem like a couple that works, kind of. I mean, for now, until the dating happens, until she starts being like, okay, now time for me to actually do some exploration here while I'm here, because it doesn't really involve you, Tarzell.
What about her? I really related to her exploring his house and feeling overwhelmed.
Right. Yeah.
Because I never had my own room until my last year of college or something. And then whenever I would move to a bigger place, it was like jarring. Like when Max and I moved into like our house, I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do in here?
Right.
It was just overwhelming to just figure out how to use the space, because you're not used to that.
Right.
And also her just being like, the dishwasher is sus.
Yo, I love that. When he was like, yo, let me tell you, girl, I know this is new for you and you never lived, you know, that luxury life, but
in America,
exactly, girl. So I just want to break dishes. It down. This is the kitchen. You can put the dishes in this machine, and then you put the powder in the machine. You close the door and then the dishes are clean. She's like, okay, fool. I'm just going to like wash them with my hands, because I know I could put that work in. Okay, I'm putting that work in. Not with this fuck. I don't trust this motherfucking weird box. Which is true, because nothing really... I don't know. Maybe if you're like grow up in a house where you like you're hand washing shit and you had to do that, your part of you. Sometimes I remember looking at a dish, I'm like, man, this shit didn't really get it that clean. Like it's clean, but it's not like to the standard I was.
It's not miles clean.
Or just like I remember having to like rewash dishes. Like my parents were like, oh, you think this? Oh, this is clean. Get the
yeah.
Shit
my mom
off
would always
plate.
Do that shit too when I wash dishes by hand.
And so that's made me critical, though, of like people's dishwashing, though, too. I'm like, oh, these dishes are motherfucking nasty. Hell no. I don't know who I don't know who the manager was at the place you worked at, but these this ain't gonna fly here, baby.
You can't go
here.
On break. Nah.
And then you like start ribbing people. You're like, oh, okay. Oh, Terry ass style dishwasher. They're like, who's Terry? You're like, oh, I'm sorry. It's someone I worked
for my
with.
Old job. It's,
yeah,
it's
sorry, my bad.
Deal.
I'm bringing that into this. I don't mean I'm.
Oh, look at me!
Thank
I'm
you so
Stacey
much,
Stacey the princess.
Oh wow!
Oh, I can't. Sorry, you don't know Stacey, but that's a real burn. So
okay, well, this is my daughter's second birthday. So if you could just, you know, we're here to just say happy birthday, and it didn't have to be passive aggressive criticisms about my dishwashing skills. Anyway. So yeah, the dishwashing she doesn't trust, and I think that's well placed. But he is scared that that overall that she could be just overwhelmed in the end by the just size and what's going on in this new lifestyle. Which is considerate, and the way he's like, don't be scared of how much I'm balling. Just because your crib was small and y'all had no money, y'all were so broke. But when I pull out my chain, you think it's a joke. Oh, I got that flow. So, you know, I think they'll be I think they'll be okay. Good luck to them. Good luck to them. All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back to just to really round this thing out and get to the bottom of things with Mike and Natalie after this.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America, America.
And we're back. And Mike and Natalie, I love, I don't know why, they're not a good couple, but they're good. I like watching them. They got a good balance here.
There's also something really adorable about each of them.
Yeah, they're like
she's definitely like got problems. But
we all got problems.
They yeah, but they both have like just weird adorable factor that I think.
Yeah, cuz they're both like Muppets. For.
Yeah.
They're and even Uncle Bo's a Muppet. They're all like Muppety.
Yes.
They all look like Jim Henson like designed them. Like Mike's just a big old like
hey, Mike. They both look like my Labradoodle.
Right. And Natalie's like just has big eyes and she's like so just like vivacious. I don't know. There's like just something, but they all have Muppet qualities, positive Muppet qualities. I don't mean it like in a uke. I'm not slagging them off. As they'd say in the UK. I'm not saying you're a Muppet like that. I mean a Jim Henson puppet, which I think is a compliment.
No, they're totally adorable. And the way that she's like was all bouncy when he's like, oh, how does it feel? And she's like, I'm in America. And the way she's just like very cute. And
yeah.
I don't know. I can see how you take a lot of shit from her when she's like adorable like that. You're like, all right.
And she has a way of expressing herself that's very colorful too.
Charming.
But anyway. Watch by the end of this, you're like, fuck both of them. They're bullshit.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, anytime we like anyone, it's like just
to kiss of death.
Literally takes a week
kiss
and someone's
death.
Like,
kiss of death.
Hey, I don't know if you read about this, but they actually are a white supremacist. Yep. And
they ran a like illegal chicken mill. I'm like, fuck, really?
They shoot horses just for fun. So,
oh my God. Okay. Well, forget
Speaking
that.
Of terrible revelations. This was hard to watch because Bo was at peak adorableness.
Yeah. So they're leaving Seattle. They just had their night in that Beecher's Loft thing. That's like $2,000 a night or $1,500 a night, whatever it is. Really dope place where we will have a party. There will be man, that would be sick. You know what I mean? Do a party up
so
there.
Sick.
You know what I mean? Out here like, yo, what's up? You know what I mean? Hand me some cheese. So they have to leave and they're going to meet up with Bo on the way out. And Natalie just has to let y'all know, you know, like before we load, you know, even though we fight sometimes sexually, you know, I mean, we have up and downs personally, emotionally, but sexually.
But sexually, just ups, baby. Hey. Meow, meow.
And so he's like, yeah, you know, let's take a boat ride maybe and then meet up with Bo. And she's feeling very nervous about it because
you can't do a boat ride without Bo.
Oh. And we didn't.
So
did we see the boat ride? I don't think we did, huh?
No.
Yeah, but he did mention something about boats. I think he said we can, and then we'll meet up with Bo. Regardless, she's feeling very sort of a little, I guess, apprehensive about meeting Bo because she knows that she was like, Bo got to go, and I don't care where he is as long as it's not in our house because I don't want him there. And she feels bad that he was ousted. So maybe the meetup could be awkward or whatever, but you know, when they get there, it's fine because Bo is like, also a Muppet. And she was like, I love your outfit, Bo. I love this outfit. I love this whole
ensemble.
She
goes, Bo, seriously, so fashionable. Bo, most fashionable. She was just so into it. He's like, oh.
What he had, he had like a little, like, headband, sleeve, neckerchief, neck gaiter thing with his wraparound sunglasses, like his kind of Carhartt jacket with, I think the pants were matching maybe, like it was a whole fit with the hoodie in there. I don't know.
Yeah, and then underneath he had like an American flag.
Yeah.
Like what was it? Like a sweater?
Hoodie, maybe. Definitely.
He looked comfy as fuck.
But I like how she was like, this look iconic. I don't, his style is just, it's, this is a whole moment. I mean, this is, Natalie's like, this is up there with Angela going shopping with Tariq levels of iconic moments. This is just, we need to write this down. So, you know, he's, and he seems nice. He seems cordial.
And she should have never been worried about him. I mean, he only domestically abuses his partners, right?
Oh, boy. I have no clue.
That was a dark joke to say that we used to enjoy dark Uncle Bo until we found out that he's like highly problematic and has a serious rap sheet. And then her being like, I don't want to stay in the house with Bo made so much sense.
Right. Exactly. And he's also, she's also pointing out, she's like, oh, we're having lunch. And she's like, you're having whiskey. How many drinks do you have a day?
And however many drinks they bring
okay.
me.
Okay. All right. That used to be kind of cheeky until it became really sad. And she's like,
you like beer?
Yeah. Well, I don't drink. So
she said, I support Mike.
Yeah.
Which was a weird answer to, do you like beer?
I support Mike's beer habit.
Mike isn't beer's vice president and beer isn't running for office.
Yeah, it's not Medicare for all.
I support Mike.
Okay.
And his decision to support beer.
The question is, are you down to smang a fucking Steel Reserve 211? Extra gravity, huh? 211.
How about a Mickey's?
All right.
How about a Mickey's?
All right, fine.
Yeah.
I used to drink Steels in college. I was a nasty boy.
I drank so many Mickey's in college. It's insane.
Yeah, the Steels, man. Whew. You don't, that's a whole other lifestyle. So, yeah, they get to, anyway, they, one thing leads to another. There is a moment where she's like, so, Bo, you don't live at the house anymore, correct? You're out of there now? You don't, you've left?
Just to make sure, you were told to get the fuck out. Is that correct?
You took your spooky ass out of the house? Okay, good. Okay, just want to make sure. Okay, great.
You took your perfect outfit and got the fuck out of where I live now?
You got your stinky ass out of the barn? Okay, good. And where are you at now? Cool. I don't care, actually. I don't even know why I asked.
Honestly, don't tell me.
As long as it's not where I am. Okay,
that's...
I think we can go, Mike. Let's go. Because, yeah, I think that's what we need to do. Because I think the truth is out there. Or at least the stink is out there. Whatever's happening with Bo. Bye, Bo. Let's go to swim. So they go to swim.
Wait. Hmm. Before we go, I just want to highlight the cutest expression that I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. Which, again, I'm sorry, fucking abuser man said. But when Natalie was afraid of living in the forest, he said, are you a tough Cocoa Puff? Oh, so much cuter before when I liked him.
Much, so much.
Didn't know
much,
his
so
past.
Much cuter. Yeah. So much. So very much cuter.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So they go to Squim.
Squim is, as she points out, the roads are getting tiny and like dark, and it's like horror's movie, you know, where you go basically to nowhere so to die. That's basically what it's looking like. I don't know what this is. I don't like it. It's all just death now. And she gets very, she does not like the wooded snow darkness setting, like at all. And then they get to his house. And that's when gets fucking weird. They get in the house and she walks in and fucking laughs. Oh, no.
Is this a dwelling?
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. Did you write on your light switch plate? Are they labeled what each light switch does in really just gross marker scrawl? Okay. I'm going to need to sit the fuck down because I don't know what this is. And she really, oh.
She had to take a time out of the moment because she literally could not imagine someone living how he was living.
Absolutely.
She was like, oh boy. She's like, please let me just sit and just absorb what the fuck is going on.
She could not believe what was in front of her. Like the house, I guess to her was just an absolute dump. Like, I mean, it's a little house, but it didn't seem anything like particularly off. I don't know if it smelled weird because you know, that could do shit to you.
What I was wondering, yes.
It's all dude-like, you know, it smells like...
Smells like probably disgusting, dude. Like Bo, you know?
Yeah. Like, you can tell the seat where he jerks off naked. you can just know, you're like, totally. Oh, it's over there.
It's like,
huh?
A chewing tobacco and old cum smell.
It's just like a body oil stain on the couch.
Yeah. Oh, the thing is, I feel like maybe it was the smell, and maybe it was that, like, she expected it to be, like, decorated.
Oh.
Like, an adult man instead of, like, a teenager. But it's like, he's a woodsy guy. Yeah. He doesn't care about that. And also, no one lives in a house where we're from.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. Like, a house, that's crazy. The fact that she wouldn't just be impressed that it's a house.
Well,
I don't know.
Oh, when you said we're from, I'm like, L.A.?
Oh, no. Yes. Ukraine. But also L.A. Yes.
Right.
Both L.A. And Ukraine. Yeah. It's just, to me, it was bizarre because there's nothing wrong with it. And she said it was, like, really not clean.
Right. Yeah. And I get
and
that.
And I'm like, I totally understand, because just like with Tariq and Hazel, like, his idea of clean and hers are not the same. And that's, I think, really common.
Well, dude clean just means no trash that isn't in the trash can. That's
yeah,
what dude clean
just. Yeah, no, it's like, of course it's dusty and, like, there's no, like.
Yeah, but there's no trash out. Like, there's no food out.
Yeah, and, like, nothing is hung up. And
no, it's hung up. Dude clean is hung up. If you're, like, if it's, like, pre-fuck.
No, but I mean,
clean.
Like, on the walls. It's always, like, bare walls.
Oh,
no,
you're talking about
what.
The decoration.
So when you come in,
okay.
Yeah, you just feel like, oh, it's a serial killer vibe.
I'm talking
so
about
pre-fuck
panic cleaning.
What I'm saying is, like, she's
cleaning.
Thinking surface. Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
The pre-fuck panic clean for dudes.
Shove everything in the closet.
That, and but what I'm saying is, you can expect a little bit of a vacuuming, a light vacuuming, no food out, no, like, garbage out, you know what I mean? But,
yes.
You know, pre-fuck panic clean, that's about it. And I feel bad, you know, because the other thing, when she says it's so cold, you think she's saying the aesthetic, the whole vibe and temperature, like an all-encompassing description? Or do you think she was more literally just pointing the temperature, like, it's cold in here? Like,
I think she was physically cold. And I believe that he for sure runs hotter than her.
Yeah, he had a t-shirt on.
One, because he's a mountain. And two, because he's a mountain man. He, like, lives out there and it's his whole thing.
Right.
And she's a little tiny lady who's not used to that.
Right.
And I think people think, like, I don't know. Men just always like shit really cold. So
yeah, well, during the winter, you know, I like it. I like a little bit of warmth. You know, I love a little bit of warmth. So, yeah, I the one thing is, I'll say this, you know, maybe her feelings will change, because I will say it's a weird vibe when you walk into a house or somewhere at night. You arrive somewhere at night for the first time. It's hard to, like, kind of make out, like, what really the vibe is, and it will always be some weird fucked up version because there's no light and you can just project whatever you want onto everything else. But I can also see how it wasn't inviting. He was writing on the light switches, there's no tea, but there's blue Gatorade. I could heat up some blue Gatorade.
He found
for you
tea. He had some old Lipton.
Yeah,
shit.
He found some, but he was like, I gotta see. He's like, I don't know if I have tea, but it's funny because they cut to a shot of him just swigging a blue Gatorade, and I was like,
yeah
I would love. He's like, you want some hot Gatorade? I could do hot Gatorade.
One thing you could have done is, like, you know, gotten some food she might like, shit like that.
Yeah,
that can make someone
absolutely
feel at home. That's just
what
not,
would he,
like,
have gotten for, like, to
place.
Be a thoughtful person who's, well, you know, the difference is he doesn't care, actually, is why I'm like, I'm not surprised, because
Well, he's just afraid to give his heart again. That's why he didn't give her the ring and all that shit, because he's, like, not sure.
Oh,
so this is, like, a trial
should
run.
He?
So it's kind of.
But then, brutal. But then she's like, "You live in the woods in the murder house from the horrors movie." Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you hate to see it. You just wish him the best, but they're just two Muppets.
And but her saying, like, it's cold, it's uncomfortable, but also, like, where is my ring?
Yeah,
made me, like, reminded me of that classic joke of, like, the food at this restaurant sucks and the portions are tiny.
Right.
So it's, like, the same thing where it's like, oh, okay, so you still want the ring, though, mm-hmm. even though you just, all right.
Which,
So would you be warmer if you were wearing the ring? I guess so.
I feel like Mike's going to be doing a lot of, meh, all right, well, yeah. I guess, yeah, that's what it is. That's what it gets in the winter. Yeah. I don't know what you're going to do. Look,
he's like, it's snow outside. And she's like, but we're inside.
Yeah, we live in the mountains.
That was a hilarious argument.
What do you want me to do? Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what goes on with them. It only looks like more and more turbulence from here. Indeed. Yeah. So until then, you know, check us out at 420 Day Fiance on Twitter and Instagram and twitch.tv/420dayfiance for some of that. And I think we're going to actually be taking some time off just so we can have a bit of a break. So we won't be doing the usual Married at First Sight episodes. I mean, we will catch up, but you won't hear that tomorrow. We're going to take a little bit of a break, but we wanted to have something for y'all to take this time off. And I know we will just smoke and rest our bodies so we can continue to keep talking nonsense into the internet, basically. Yeah. So also, 420 Day Fiance is a production of iHeartRadio. So for more podcasts, get the iHeartRadio app or, you know, get it wherever you get your podcasts and leave a review. And we'll get into those two next time. Until then, I'm Sophia Alexandra. You can find me at The Sophia, S-O-F-I-Y-A on Twitter and Instagram and my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown with Courtney Kosak, and my comedy album, Father's Day. Get it where you get your comedy albums.
Yes, please get it. I'm trying to hit a little goal, and I'm like 10 albums away.
There you go. Come on.
Be my 10, please.
Grant a Christmas wish
for this Christmas. And I won't tell you what my goal is because it's so embarrassingly small. Just tell me. Just please. I need this. Okay. And I'm Miles Gray, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And also, of course, on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist with Jack O'Brien and other dope guests.
Oh, yeah, man. Well,
guys,
until then.
Happy end of the year. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. Well, Hanukkah's over now.
I know. But we didn't say it before, so.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah. Every holiday, New Year's.
Kwanzaa. All of it.
Anything fucking festive. Solstice. Whatever you get. Or if you're one of those people who just likes to just, you know, drink a bunch of eggnog.
Hell yeah.
Like me.
I've been doing it. I fucking love eggnog. America's so fucking tight. Love eggnog. I will
anyway,
fuck with that.
We're nasty.
Dude,
we're nasty,
gross. You know what I mean? Yeah. Put some nutmeg on the top of us. Meow, meow.
Meow. All right, we'll see y'all then. Be blessed. Don't be stressed. Love y'all. Bye.
20 Day Fiance.